Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we continue looking at truth, which is not a feeling or a thought that we have in the pit of our stomach, you know, when we hear it, but it is a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, last week we ended, we were talking about truth and doctrine. My friend, doctrine is a big deal to God. Let me say that again. Doctrine is a big, big deal to God, because if we get our doctrine wrong, then all that we do and say in God will be wrong. Now, God's goal in our doctrine is for us to use it in a way, which is God's intention, as a teaching tool to help guide us into a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ. Doctrine must never ever be used as a club to beat someone over the head or to manipulate and control people, as with most doctrines and churches and Bible teachers do. Yes, for money and power and influence. Oh no. Our doctrine is important, but it must never ever be a replacement for our relationship with the living person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Our doctrine is important, but it never, never must be a replacement for our relationship with the living person of Jesus Christ. So, if there is a God-given doctrine, and there is, that is essential for our daily living, and there is, then there must be a flip side of that coin, and that would be false doctrine. You know, it is strange to know that all false doctrine comes out of true doctrine. Let me say that again. All false doctrine, all means all, false doctrine comes out of true doctrine. So, what is true and what is false doctrine? Well, most people would say that a doctrine that it defines the difference between false is it represents the inspired word of God. Now, that is true, and it is a fact, but I would like to change the word represents with the word agree, because remember, all false doctrine comes out of or represent a part of true doctrine, but all true doctrine agrees with the inspired word of God. Let me say that again. All true doctrine agrees with the inspired word of God. Now, that is a fact. All false doctrine will not agree with the word of God. Now, to get to the heart of things, we have to go a little deeper in that thought. True doctrine is true, not because it makes good sense or we agree with it. Oh, no. True doctrine is true because it agrees with and represents the truth himself, and that would be Jesus Christ. False doctrine is false because it always misrepresents God's word and his, that will be God's plan and purpose for his son through Jesus Christ, who is, that's right, the truth. All biblical doctrine is either false or it's true. Let me say that again. All biblical doctrine is either false or it's true. God is like that. Either we are saved or we're not. When we die, we will end up in either the lake of fire or with angels and, you know, an impossible number of people to count, and Christ and the Father. Now, obviously, we cannot separate what the Bible says from the person, for there is only one truth, and that is Jesus Christ. And if the Bible is the written truth, and Jesus is the living truth, then they have to absolutely agree. John tells us this in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, the Word, was with God, and the Word, Jesus Christ, was God." The same Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, Jesus Christ, and without him, not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In John 8 and 12, it says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Back in John 1:14, Jesus writes, and the Word, that would be Jesus Christ, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now notice, this is a parenthetical thought, or John was thinking this. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten. And that word begotten there is unique Son of the Father, full of grace, and guess what? That's right, truth. So the point here is that Jesus and the living Word are absolutely one truth. But it is because they agree that we take all doctrine back to the person of Jesus Christ. I hope you can see this, my friend, because if not, you could be like millions of Christians out there that have their doctrine wrong, and whatsoever they are saying and doing for God is wrong. This is why today in the world, guess what? There is over 40,000 Christian denominations. Wow. All of these denominations have Bible schools, maybe seminaries and churches and missionaries, all doing good works around the world, yet they do not believe the same thing from the Word of God. What happened? Why the confusion? Why the many differences of understanding from the Word of God? Is it because someone gave each of the 40,000 denominations their own Bibles? Oh no! Most of the 40,000 denominations used the same Bible from their beginning to spread, for some, their ungodly message. Now, at the heart of doctrine is usually, in written form, is a doctrinal statement of what their denomination or churches believe, and what they believe about God and His Son and the plan and the purpose that God has for them. It defines what they believe as a church, what they believe about baptism and heaven and hell and the sin of man, or our next life, or if Jesus is coming back anytime soon. You know, in most cases, these churches that have a constitution and bylaw, it's written out from that doctrinal statement. I remember in Georgia at a church, which is closed now, that I was involved as a board member to help write our constitution and bylaw. Well, at first, they wanted to adopt the failed church and, you know, doctrinal statement of a UPC church that already split, and which about 20 of us left from and started our church there. You know, we made a deal at my behest that everything that we agree to, you know, everything on the every person on the board has to agree to it. And if we all did not agree, then we would pray about it. Well, guess what? Nothing was agreed, because I was the lone holdout. I was the stick in the mud, you know, on almost all of the issues, because they did not line up with the Bible. My friend, if your doctrinal statement does not line up with the Bible, you need to trash it. It is in, you know, it is in this we see the real definition and truth of false doctrine. True doctrine tells the truth about the truth himself, Jesus Christ. True doctrine tells the truth about God and his Son and his plan and purposes for us, wherein false doctrine lies about the same things that I just mentioned. True doctrine is essential, because it tells us about the person, the truth, and his name is Jesus Christ. My friend, take heed when it comes to doctrine and doctrinal statements. Amen. More next week as we start to, as we'll probably end up talking about true and false doctrines. You know, we may even get into a little bit of John 14:6, when Jesus says that I am the truth. Wow. I am the way. No one comes unto the Father except through me. Wow. What a powerful statement, my friend. What a powerful statement of life and truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, and well, things are just clicking in your life, and you're enjoying this teaching. Any questions, please give us a call at the numbers enclosed, because we're here for you. We love you. God bless. We will talk to you all next week. Amen.